Toby Flood, congratulations on making the plane to New Zealand in Martin Johnson's Rugby World Cup squad. Between yourself and Johnny Wilkinson, fairly obvious decision between two people at number 10. So is there any more of a sense of relief for you guys compared to anybody else, or is it still the same?
I think it's certainly a feeling of relief. I think it's pleased to be on the plane, pleased to have got the call and been given the nod. And I don't think anyone expected to be in the squad. I think it was a pretty feisty World Cup camp. A lot of guys trained really well and put their hands up, and there was a lot of, I suppose, beginning of it, Matt Banahan, Manitou Alangi, are they going to make it? And look, they've kind of blown themselves onto the plane with the way they played in training, and they're fantastic. So yeah, relief is definitely the kind of the feeling, but certainly one of excitement. Obviously one game to go, but then we're on the plane and off we go.
Yes, absolutely. In an ideal situation, Rugby World Cup squad is brimming with confidence. The last couple of results don't look like they've quite given that to you. Rather than shoring up a few things, has it raised more question marks in a side that had confidence from the autumn and Six Nations?
No, I think it's more just a couple of things to tidy up. We're very disappointed not to score tries last weekend, and certainly with the advantages we had. So we're certainly looking at ways of improving that and dealing with that. But it's not as if we haven't scored tries in the last few test matches. I think we've just got to be a bit more pragmatic with what we do. We could have stretched the lead, but we felt, I think, at the time that we had our foot on the throat and we really wanted to go there. And especially in the scrum, we had dominance. So I think all in all, we just got to tidy a few things up and change a couple of things, but it's nothing too drastic.
On a technical note, obviously, when you first start learning to play rugby, an attacking line is a steep line, a defensive line is a flat line. Now, you obviously like to play a fair amount flatter than Johnny does in attack. It certainly seemed like the three-quarter line in attacks during that Welsh game seemed quite flat itself. A lot of ball going to guys who were quite flat-footed. Was that just not firing correctly, or is that ultimately what you're trying to do and create a flat line in attack? How does that work?
I think with the Welsh line speed, it makes you look flatter than actually you are, because they're aggressive and they come out to win. So they change up the dynamic of a defensive and attacking line. I think there's a bit of ring rust out there in terms of what we're doing, in terms of it was our first game, so certain guys probably didn't feel right, and you know, it takes time to adjust to that. But I think more than anything else, it was just a case of us actually getting through our reps and our moves, and more than anything than for me was the fact we just turned the ball over so much. We were caught one man out, we didn't do a good enough job at the breakdown and clearing guys out, we didn't generate quick ball. That allowed the Welsh to blitz as they always do, and it allowed us to look a little bit naive at times, which is pretty frustrating.
Yes, indeed. Now, going to Dublin to face Ireland, is there a sense that has to be a win to give that confidence, or will it still be a case that if some more of these practice moves come off, you'll still be happy?
No, we want to win. Ultimately, it's a test match. I think last week, you know, we probably could have drawn ahead, and maybe we should have done that and definitely changed the game and dynamic, but we'd say we felt we had a chance to really exploit them and try some things. This week I think it's probably more about winning and just going there and getting the result, and that's the biggest thing for us. Obviously we'd love to get a few phases in, actually try some things out, try things we've tried on the training pitch, but it's important for us to come out there with the result and with the kind of feeling and feel good factor of actually winning that test match.
Yes, absolutely. And just away from the pitch for a moment, obviously a word on the squad and the dynamic. You're in there with a few of the Tigers boys. Do you have any particular role? Are you one of the jokers? Are you one of the more quiet ones that keeps yourself to yourself?
I think I'm a keep myself to self guy. I think there's enough guys in the squad who can laugh and joke, and you know, if you try and stand up with those guys, you get shot down pretty quickly. So I'm just get on with it, keep my head down, and just enjoy kind of the quiet life.
And what's your previous experience of New Zealand?
Getting hammered in two test matches in 08. Not the best tour, damaging my shoulder, but in terms of outside of it, it's a pretty cool place to go. Obviously we had a bit of a turbulent tour last time we went there, so it's good for us to go back and actually try and right some wrongs, and it's nice for us to go back there in such a fantastic tournament and hopefully get a bit of a roll on.
And we're going to hope that the English boys give a fantastic account of themselves out there. Any other players particularly of the other sides in the world that are going to be there that you think are worth keeping an eye on?
I think these tournaments always open up for guys you never expect to play well. I think it's always the guys who you consider squad men for all over the place that suddenly get thrust in the deep end due to an injury and a knock and stand up there and are actually outstanding. So obviously you've always got the leading lights of the world, but it'll be a couple of guys who really surprise the world with how they're playing and what they're doing.
Any Toby Flood tips for the top?
Nah, not from me.
All right, well, Toby, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, man. Cheers.